Terrence H. from San Diego.
I'm Terrence. I'm an alcoholic. Congratulations to anybody taking cakes and tokens. That's a big deal. Welcome to the newcomers. If you're new, just give it a shot. You know, that's kind of what happened with me. My story, I'm originally from New York. I grew up in a family that, alcoholics were not part of my upbringing. I didn't really know what it was. I didn't know any. I didn't have any brothers, sisters, parents, cousins even that were alcoholics. So it was very unfamiliar territory to me. growing up, I didn't really even start drinking until I was, and this is going to sound late to you guys, maybe I was like 17 or 18, that's pretty late. But nonetheless, I did my work pretty quickly. Went to college and the weekend, so first I was a weekend drinker, Friday, Saturday, that was in high school, and then college, all of a sudden the weekend starts on Thursday and ends on Monday. So that worked out well for me. And then when I graduated from school, I kind of got a little bit depressed and got a job, and I kind of, went to work and came home and isolated a lot and drank a lot by myself. Things started to spiral out of control pretty quickly. So, in college, I got a DUI, and that was like a slap on the wrist kind of thing. Everybody gets those, right? DUI, come on. That's not a big deal. Mind you, I wasn't 21. I don't know if that, I got a DUI, and I thought, we'll kind of keep that in mind, but this isn't a problem. I have this problem where when I drink, I really like to drive, and so it's like one of my favorite things to do. I would literally get drunk and like look for places, like things to do. Whether of course I would be driving to the liquor store or anywhere, but I would drive out to my camp at the lake. I would drive anywhere. Go to the great time to go grocery shopping. I just had just drank a fifth of vodka. Let's go to the store, Unbelievably, I never, hurt anybody. I never hurt myself. I was incredibly lucky about that. But I did get another DUI, of course, right? So that was in about 2014, and that was my second DUI. That was an aggravated DUI. And in New York, that basically means a 0.18 or higher. And I was way past 0.18. But what really scared me is that I remember the whole thing, and my tolerance was really high. I used to think that was that because when you're younger, that's something to brag about. It's like, oh, I can outdrink you. I bet I'll drink more than you, and that's something that you kind of pride yourself in. and then all of a sudden, it becomes like it's not cool anymore. And I remember when I got that DUI, it started to raise some red flags. Not to me, of course, but to everybody else. As with most alcoholics, usually we're the last ones to know. Everybody's so concerned. Terrence, we need you to go to rehab. Terrence, we need you to do inpatient. Terrence, we need you to go to sober livings. And I'm like, whoa, like you guys are way overreacting. Just because I drink every day and drive doesn't mean that I have a problem. Like you guys need to calm down a little bit. But I did what they wanted me to do just to appease everybody else. I went to the 30-day inpatient and I went to, outpatient for, I think it was supposed to be like 6 months, and I think I went for like 6 weeks before I got kicked out. And, of course, that was for, I think I went to outpatient when I was drunk, so they were just like, all right, you need to go. So, fast forward a little bit, the drinking progresses, of course. A couple years later, I move out here. I figure, relocation, that's the answer, right? All my problems are here. If I just, move to the other side of the country, that's going to be perfect. Mind you, I don't have a license at the time, okay? So, as you can probably imagine, they didn't give me my license back, willingly. So I move out here. My buddy's been living out here for, 5 years, and this is January 2016. And I get here, and, I just picked up right where I left off. You know, me and my buddy, we're you know, romping around town in San Diego. I'm, you know, it's weather's beautiful. It's winter. I'm like, this is like summer for us back home. So, you know, we're doing our thing. And, you know, in that time period, you know, in about a 6 month time period, I literally lost like six jobs in 6 months, all due to drinking, whether it was showing up drunk or not showing up because I was drunk or being drunk at work and, you know, doing something stupid. It didn't matter. I didn't care. So another problem that I had was like, oh, you know, I'm really good at getting jobs. You know, these guys, they keep firing me, but I keep getting another job. So like this is a, you know, a feather in my cap here. So somehow I get my license back. I don't know how. I literally think that when I went to the DMV to take the test to get it back, that I was drunk. Actually, I'm quite sure of that. And I passed, and they gave me my license back, and I was like, this is great. I got my license back. I'm going to go buy a car, and everything's going to be great, because I had a job for like 2 weeks. So I was like, this is a career. This is going to be great. So I had a job for a couple weeks, was able to save up some money, and I bought a car on a Friday, and by Sunday I had another DUI. So I was like, wow, this is terrible luck. That was a red flag for me. Okay, so that was to me that was the red flag. Like my third DUI, like all these problems. That's when I was like, I should probably look into this. Mind you, everybody else had been telling me for 5-6 years, I went to a sober living, and I met a couple guys that they had something that I wanted. I couldn't put my finger on it. I didn't know what it was. All I know is they weren't, like, incredibly... They had some serenity, you know? They had some peace that I didn't have. And I was like, how do I do that? How do I get that, you know? And so I kind of just paled around with them for a little while, went to the meetings that they went to. Remember, I didn't have a car, so I kind of had to, you know, just get in the back of their car. Wherever they were going is, like, where I went. So, So I went to, meetings with them. I got a sponsor. I worked the steps. And mind you, I had been to AA before back in New York. But again, if you're doing it for somebody else, if you're trying to appease others by doing this, it's just not going to work. You know, I heard a quote once. They said, if somebody else lights your fire, eventually, it's not going to burn for very long. But if you light your own fire, then it'll burn for much longer. I had tried to do it in the past a little bit for others, just to get the heat off or whatever the case was, but this time I wanted to do it for myself. I kind of wanted to see, what this was all about. As with most people, you don't come into AA on like a winning streak. It's not like, oh, everything's going great. I think I'm going to go to AA. It's kind of a last stop. So I went with these guys, got a sponsor. To one of the first meetings I went to. Worked the steps with him. Called him all the time. I was being of service. Did all these things. I had been to AA before, and I had said I had gotten a sponsor, but I didn't call him. I didn't work the steps. I didn't read the book. I was like, oh, if I just get a sponsor, that's gonna work. So I finally did the steps, and I had the spiritual awakening that they're talking about. And that's so important. It's so important. It allows me to have serenity literally at any point that I want. I mean, I wake up every morning and I when I'm driving to work and I say three things that I'm grateful for every single day. Different things, that they're going on right now. Whether it's thank you for allowing me to speak at SoCal Speakers, or thank you for allowing me to carry the message, or thank you, whatever it is, and it's all thank you, thank you, thank you. I don't pray for things anymore. I pray, I thank God for things that he's given me. So if you're new, give this thing a shot. I mean, if it can work for me, it can work for all these people. It can definitely work for you. And if you have any questions or anything like that, I'll be happy to, take some time with you and talk with you. So thanks for letting me share. I'm glad to be here and glad to be sober.